Mrs. Cream came to me. She had a sheet over her arm. She said, "Mr. Rivers says the linen on the bed needs changing." She looked as if she would like to wink. I would not gaze at her long enough to let her. I had forgotten about this part. I went slowly up the stairs and she came behind me, breathing harder than ever. She made Maud a kind of curtsy. Then went to the bed and drew back the blankets. There were a few spots of dark blood there that had been rolled upon and smeared. She stood and looked at them and then caught my eye, as much as to say, "Well, I shouldn't have believed it. Quite a little love match after all." The things are all laid out. Painkillers. 12 packets of 24 tablets, prescribed and carefully hoarded. Bread knife. Hardly used. Shark's teeth, ready to bite. Drain cleaner. Cuts through all blockages, even hair and grease. Also flesh and internal organs. This table where I've never sat with another person and shared a bottle of wine. This kitchen, where I've never cooked for anyone but myself. Lying here on the floor, corpse-like, I can feel spiky crumbs sticking to the bare backs of my arms, my buttocks, my thighs, my heels. It is cold. I wish I were a corpse. Not long. Not long now. Horrid Henry wiped a few biscuit crumbs from his mouth and burped. Oh, boy, nothing beat the taste of an archenemy's biscuits. The branches parted. "Password!" hissed Horrid Henry.
"Smelly toots?"
"Enter," said Henry. The sentry entered and gave the secret handshake.
"Henry, why?"
began Perfect Peter. "Call me by my title, worm."
"Sorry, Henry. I mean, Lord High Excellent Majesty of the Purple Hand."
"That's better," said Henry. He waved his hand and pointed at the ground. "Be seated, worm." Another of the Durand stallions passed him, its harness straps tied around the ankles of a big shape draped with a dirty blanket. Arms covered with coarse hair dragged in the dirt behind the blanket, and one corner was pushed up to reveal a goat's horn. The Two Rivers was no place for stories to become horribly real. If Trollocs belonged anywhere, it was in the world outside. For places where they had Aes Sedai and false dragons, and the light alone knew what else come to life out of the tales of Gleeman. Not the Two Rivers. Not Eamon's Field.